Hello, and welcome to Till Death Do Us Part, Just Melissa. All right, guys, there's some crazy stuff happening in the Scott Peterson case. Now, the Los Angeles Innocent Project has recently filed a petition with the California Court of Appeal presenting new evidence they claim proves Scott Peterson's innocence in the 2002 murders of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn son, Connor. This development is part of an ongoing effort to overturn Peterson's 2004 conviction. Now, here are some key points from this particular petition. Alternate suspects and witness testimony. The petition includes witness statements suggesting that Lacey may have confronted two burglars near her Modesto home on the day that she disappeared. One witness allegedly overheard a conversation among the burglars discussing this specific confrontation, implying that Lacey was alive after Scott left for a fishing trip that morning. Evidence of a burned van. The LAIP points to a van found burned near the Peterson's home shortly after Lacey's disappearance. Inside the van, there is a mattress with suspected bloodstains. The defense argues that this van is linked to the burglars and that Lacey may have been killed inside it. They also allege that prosecutors suppressed evidence related to the van during the original trial. Now, the blood on the mattress found in this burned-out van was tested. A former fire investigator stated that the van's mattress tested presumptively positive for blood. A judge, however, ruled in 2024 that the 2019 testing on the mattress showed no blood. Now, this is according to NBC News. The defense argued that the limited testing was inconclusive and requested new testing, but the judge denied their request, citing the prior results and the lack of a connection between the van and the Peterson case. There's also disputed forensic timelines. The LAIP challenges the prosecution's timeline, arguing that the bodies of Lacey and Connor could not have drifted from the area where Scott went fishing to where they were eventually found. They suggest that the bodies were more likely placed in the waters off of Albany Bulb, a location accessible by car and foot. Lacey's body was found along the Point Isabel shoreline. Now, this is north of the Berkeley Marina, where Scott launched his boat on December 24th. Now, the Albany Bulb is midway between where Lacey's body was discovered and the Berkeley Marina. The Bulb is the west end of a landfill peninsula jutting west from the east shore of the San Francisco Bay. What I believe they're trying to say is that Lacey and Connor were put in the water closer to where their bodies were found, and that is due to the different tides within the San Francisco Bay. The boat purchase. Contrary to the prosecution's claim that Scott secretly purchased a boat to dispose of the bodies, the Los Angeles Innocent Project asserts that Scott and Lacey bought the boat together, undermining the narrative of premeditation. They actually have signatures and write-outs that look to be that of Lacey's handwriting that are connected to the boat purchase. Now, there's due process concerns. The LAIP argues that Scott Peterson was denied his rights to due process and a fair trial. They claim that jurors did not hear critical evidence that could have affected the trial's outcome, and that police and prosecutors failed to fairly investigate alternative leads and even destroying potential evidence that would have cleared Scott of the murders of Lacey and Connor. In the 854-page petition, they also detailed that the Modesto police intentionally destroyed evidence that could have linked the burglars to Lacey's disappearance and murder. There's also evidence that the home across the street from the Petersons was burglarized on December 24th, the day that Lacey disappeared, and not December 26th, as the jury was told. There's also evidence showing that there were others involved in the burglary other than the two who pleaded guilty. There's also evidence directly linking the burglars to the orange van that was intentionally set on fire not far from the Petersons' home on December 25th. There's also scientific and medical research developed after Scott's conviction related to fetal growth as it relates to the timing of Lacey and Connor's death. There have been some speculation that Connor was born and then unalived or murdered. There's also new sworn statements from witnesses who describe seeing Lacey walking the dog, Mackenzie, after Scott had left their home on the early morning of December 24th. That it was disorganized, they failed to follow basic police procedures that were standard at the time, and was driven by confirmation bias. The petition also includes a 129-page declaration written by Scott, which details not only his relationship with Lacey, but his activities in the days and hours before and after she disappeared, saying, "I had absolutely nothing to do with the disappearance and deaths of my wife and son. I am not a violent person. I have never had any incident or rule violation report since my wrongful incarceration that began in 2003. Also describing his marriage as happy and loving, saying if it wasn't the burglars who killed Lacey, that it was some other unknown person that did it, likely abducting her while she was out walking the family dog, saying that they were getting increasingly concerned about the unsavory foot traffic that they were seeing on their street and in the area that their house resided. Lacey was intent on keeping their neighborhood safe and that she was not shy about it, suggesting that she may have approached someone on her own. But while he has repeatedly professed his love for Lacey and said that their marriage was happy, he does admit on page 125 that he was having an extramarital affair at the time of his wife's disappearance, saying, "I do not have an acceptable explanation for my infidelity or the lies I told to Amber Fry. Despite the disgraceful and immature behavior I exhibited when I was unfaithful to my wife, and despite the poor judgment I exercised when I compounded the error by not being forthcoming with the police about it, I loved my wife very much. I have lived with the pain of my poor judgment and character flaws inflicted on others for the last 23 years, and I will continue to live with that shame for the rest of my life." The LAIP's board president, John Sonego, in a statement said, "We decided that this case deserved a second look because of issues related to confirmation bias and potential Brady violations committed by the Modesto Police and Stanislaus County District Attorney's Office that we believe led to Peterson's wrongful conviction. Any injustice must be made right. The evidence in this case has been and will continue to be our guide." Now, Scott Peterson's death sentence was overturned in 2020, and he was resentenced to life without parole in 2021. He remains incarcerated at Mule Creek State Prison in Ione, California. In May 2024, a California judge did allow new DNA testing on only one item, and that was the 15.5-inch long piece of duct tape found on Lacey Peterson's pants. The duct tape was first tested in 2003 and showed human DNA present, but was not of sufficient quality to generate a profile. In July of 2024, a judge ordered that a new DNA test be conducted on the duct tape, with the results to be submitted under seal. While the testing has been completed and the results submitted, there has been no public release of the findings. This is that case that just won't go away. And we have two distinct camps. We have Lacey was murdered by Scott, and we have Scott didn't do it. So I guess we just have to wait and see what happens. And my heart goes out to Lacey's family, who once again has to hear about their daughter's murder in the news, from the media. It's the case that won't go away. If more information comes out about what's happening with the Innocence Project, I will let you know. And thanks for listening. Till next time.